Is it update time?
It is.
What? That's crazy. All right. Time for updates. The topic for today is collabs and working with other people and why I won't be in the future. So, the reason for that, I mean, it's a few different reasons, but they can all kind of be connected under the idea of, for one, porn is very volatile, and for two, I really don't want to. So, the average time that somebody spends making audio porn, like being around, is around 3 months. That is data taken from a few years ago, and I can almost guarantee that in recent times, that number has only gotten lower. So what does this mean as far as working with other people? Well, for an example of how that impacts things, I started setting up a project, a Digital Yandere project. The whole thing, I was super excited for it. The tags would have been like, gender tag of like, FFFFF, NBNBNB, 4A, would have been great. And the whole premise was that the character is like a computer program brought to life, and their voice switches as they're speaking. They'd be speaking like this, and then their voice would switch to something different. Imagine this was somebody else's voice instead of just an edited version of mine. And I was like, all right, this is going to be amazing. My entire point of the audio is going to be to highlight and promote a bunch of creators. A bunch of creators, a whole variety of people. It was going to be a brilliant way to promote a bunch of women, smaller male creators, non-binary creators, black creators, gay creators, everything. And I was super happy. And then, after editing it for about a month, something started going a little bit wrong. One of the people who signed up started to dox a bunch of people that she didn't like, given like personal information as a act of revenge. And I was like, all right, well, obviously I'm not going to ever, you know, collab with this person or associate with them. That sucks, but we'll get through stuff. I'll edit a bunch of whatever. And then I checked the full list of people who had signed up, and a lot of people had disappeared. Some of them had deleted their accounts. Some people, I don't even know the reason. And a lot of people I just flat out didn't want to work with. It was a little bit difficult to find all that out. This whole big collab, I pretty much had to start from scratch. And it's like, why even bother editing this if I know I'm going to have to redo it again in a few months when more of these people leave, more of these people I don't want to associate with. Even if I finish the audio and release it, I'm probably going to have to take it down because eventually one of the people is going to turn out to be less good than I imagined. And I'm kind of glad that I didn't finish that whole thing because that's exactly what would have happened. This entire cycle keeps repeating. Ton of different people. This is one example, and this has also happened in most of the other multi-person, like, collaborations I've done. Projects that I've tried to set up, projects that I have set up and posted and later taken down, and stuff that I've just been a part of. It's bad. And I cannot do this anymore. Every multi-person thing that I've worked on where I don't want to be associated with the people involved anymore is now taken down, and as a blanket thing, I'll also be taking down everything else, which kind of has other people very directly involved. I've been going to therapy, not only for this, but a bunch of other reasons, and it's a unique feeling. Intense is a word I might use to describe it, and one kind of difficult thing to take in is there are some systems that you have in life. I guess this would be a system, and you can address problems as they come up, and you can take breaks, and you can address a bunch of other stuff. But if the system is still in place, then stuff's just gonna continue to be damaging. And the only way to kind of get out of that is to change the system completely. So I am changing the system. I do not represent anyone. Nobody represents me except me. And everything is gonna start reflecting that. So what does that mean? What happens now? What's going to go on? I've been thinking about things for the last 4 weeks. My therapist, which let me pull out this paper here, taught me a lot about the concept of rumination, which is a thing that is normal for people to do. It's dwelling on difficulties and distressing stuff, and repeatedly thinking about things in the past. It's a strategy to kind of address problems. And I have a problem with that. Because when something difficult or distressing happens, I think of the why, what the, I have the constant, what the fuck, you know, While we could endlessly dwell on things in kind of like a thought loop sort of thing for like a lot of months, that doesn't get anywhere. So, how do we move forward? What do we do now? What needs to happen? Maybe are there even any opportunities that come up because of this change in system? And yeah, the biggest way that has helped me think about things is learning how to be involved and still support people without being associated with them. Because there's still plenty of incredible people I want to support. And, you know, I'm still going to be writing scripts and stuff. And obviously, I don't care if people fill them. I encourage people to, especially if it helps them. But I'm not really interested in writing scripts for me to perform with other people anymore. What I am interested in, and this is an opportunity that I've been wanting to get into for a while, is self-collabs, where I'm talking, and then maybe there's a voice in my head or something that's also talking alongside everything.
Or maybe it's someone who talks like this.
That sounds like such a nerd. Wow. Ugh. But doing different voices is something that I've been trying to do for the last, like, 6 months. The first good impression that I had was in the, like, Venom audio. And I think that was great. Oh, love that audio. But I've been trying to do different voices and learn how to edit into different voices, and I have accidentally learned how to do 165 different combinations of voices that all sound distinct from each other. Now, a lot of them probably aren't going to be useful.
What do you mean that the tiny moral voice isn't going to be useful?
Yeah, some of them are less impressive than others. But there's still options, and I can do whatever weird storyline that I want without anyone being able to stop me. I've been trying to make so many MM for A, MMM for A, MMMMMMM, taking the whole volleyball team for A audios, and I, you know, what gives me life in those things is the guys interacting with each other and being like, oh my, dude, nice cock, and everything. And I have so much trouble finding guys who want to do that stuff. But now I'm unchained. No more restrictions. So expect more of that in the future. All right, and cutting back to serious. It's disappointing in some ways. Like, I'm going to rework the, like, digital yandere stuff, so instead of cutting between people's voices,
it will be my voice.
In many different configurations. Which, it's kind of disappointing for me because, like, the initial point of the project is lost. Kind of through that. But at least it can actually be finished now. And I have some ideas for some finagling that I can do to still, like, indirectly, like, support and promote people involved without having any direct, like, association, if that makes any sense. All the ideas might be dumb, though, so I'm not gonna say to expect anything in particular. So, to summarize, these past few weeks have been very difficult, but also pretty fruitful. I think this is the best that I've been mentally, both for audios and in, I guess, my personal life, in, like, a long time, like a year or something. Therapy's good. It's hard, but good. No more collabs with other people, which means that we are entering the independent moral era, which I can guarantee is going to be wild. I've already commissioned for some of the stuff regarding all that, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. And, yeah, I hope you have a beautiful one. Beautiful day, beautiful night. It's a great day to pour yourself a nice one before you sleep. Preferably apple juice or water because of the Thursday. All right. That's all. Hope everyone has a manageable one. Bye-bye.